This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins' Lending Tech Live here in year 2022. And we are here in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado, with Mr. Alex Bogoeski. Did I get it right?
Perfect.
Bogoeski?
Perfect. Right. Everyone calls me Bogo, but all right. I'll take Bogoeski.
Bogoeski, you are Senior Vice President of Product and Partnerships at Origins.
That's correct. I oversee our partnerships department, mm-hmm. along with product for all integrations, APIs, from that perspective.
Right on, you're a busy guy.
I am.
Every day must be an adventure for you.
It is.
Everything's changing so fast these days.
It is crazy. There's a big demand right now organizationally for us to increase our connectiveness to the outside world and, mm-hmm. and marketplaces, and our clients are demanding it. They want additional. So this is why I was put in this role, mm-hmm. earlier this year, to help build out our API strategy.
Right on.
And build out more API, robust APIs, both for lenders and dealers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited.
Indeed. Well, good. As well you should be, because you just got out of a session talking about reimagining lending and credit in a digital first world. So, and this is still fresh in your mind, so I'm really anxious to talk to you. What happened in there? So give me a couple of takeaways. What happened in that session for those of us who couldn't attend?
So the focus, we had a great panel that consisted of all three credit bureaus and Zest AI.
Yeah.
So they brought this, you know, fascinating perspective of data and data assets that they own, and they can help credit unions,
right.
to be better players in a digital market. As okay. we all know, COVID brought the adoption rate forward for digital tools, and credit unions want to know, hey, how do I fulfill this demand? What tools should I be using? Do I use Zest AI modeling?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do I use, you know, trended data? So the perspective that came out was, you know, we still need to verify income, but auto decisioning needs to go higher.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely, auto decisioning needs to go higher, and then they provided insights into what they can do to, mm-hmm. to make that happen. That's been a topic of conversation
okay.
throughout this conference.
Yeah, because the FICO scores come under some criticism, I guess. Well, maybe not criticism, but just some questioning, I guess, of the requirements there, and it just seems to be this mystery number at times to a lot of consumers out there on how it works and that type of stuff. So was that discussed in there? Because I find it interesting that there were three credit bureaus and an AI company in there. So that must have been an interesting mix as far as the discussion goes.
Absolutely. I mean, FICO has come under scrutiny for a couple of reasons. Some is, you know, it's a proprietary model and it's a black box, so what goes into it isn't always known. So that came up as a topic. But also, FICO's gotten expensive for lenders. As a reseller, we have a reselling program with the bureaus, and we sell to credit unions mostly so we can aggregate the cost and give our smaller credit
yeah.
unions
oh, yeah.
the ability to lower their, you know, origination costs. It's a problem. FICO's increased their prices, so Vantage obviously has upped their game in terms of capability
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
be equal or better than FICO,
oh, wow.
depending
okay.
on, you know, who you ask.
Yeah.
Yet the cost has been, so we see a lot of credit unions moving that way towards Vantage, and then taking the savings that they're getting with the move and then reapplying it in other things like fraud products
yeah, yeah.
Or other ways to, you know, protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Super interesting stuff here. As the times are always a changing, as they say. So how have the change? Speaking of changes, how have changes in borrower behavior affected the way lenders need to view integrations and connectivity?
Borrowers want everything now.
Yes, they do.
In the session, you know, the expectation is from the start of a transaction, from the beginning of a credit application, throughout the entire process flow, borrowers want it to be frictionless and easy. And they want to be in control as well. So what we're seeing is, you know, marketplaces that have these types of, or vendors that have these types of tools, the criteria to entry is really being able to provide that to your member, but also being able to play in decision immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to wait 10, 15 minutes, it's too long in some cases.
Oh, really?
And it's not going to work. So to be competitive in the digital world, we need to up the capability to auto decision, but also, you know, it's credit unions are a little bit complicated for some big partners. If you think about EVs and OEMs that are coming, like a Tesla, for example, they want to work and they're very friendly to credit unions. They like credit unions, but there's so many of them, and credit unions are very geographically displaced. So how do they work with them? They're looking for solutions to really aggregate, and they're looking to partners like us and bigger players in the credit union space to really aggregate and provide solutions where we can, you know, have one channel to access
many credit unions.
Credit unions bring a lot of value.
Sure.
Especially for EVs, they're very expensive.
That makes it so much easier for them.
It would.
For sure.
And we're looking at things like that to help the industry. Yeah.
And I would think the AI portion of it would play a major role and speeding all that process up, make it more efficient, making it smarter, et cetera, et cetera.
AI is playing a big role, and when we're going, you know, feet first into that world right now from a couple of different aspects. One, decisioning, obviously, with SAI and that partnership that we announced, that's going to help lower your risk, but at the same time, increase how much you can buy and really be able to buy from a variety of communities that might be underserved today by utilizing alternative data and data that you hadn't considered before.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, you know, efficiency. There's a big efficiency. So our partnership with Informed, they use decision modeling and AI to really take that stare and compare a funding documentation and eliminate the need to go through it with a human, because we're looking at an unemployment rate of in the mid threes.
Pretty low.
It's probably not going to change over the next 5 to 10 years dramatically. So getting people to work for you is going to be difficult. So you're not going to be able to throw human resources at it. What we need to throw is artificial intelligence and technology at it to really make our folks more efficient so they can solve a better customer service, working with the dealer, not comparing documents that a machine can do.
Exactly, hand over the mundane task to the machine so they can handle that type of stuff. What are some challenges lenders today face when it comes to leveraging modern integration strategy? I think we kind of alluded to it a little bit there.
So connectivity is key. It's, you know, right now my biggest initiative with Origins is to create a modern developer portal to allow credit unions and partners to self-service and get access to our existing APIs, but also the slew of APIs that we're in the process of building out. It's really taking the abilities and capabilities of Origins and exposing them externally via APIs to allow that when you put them out there, it does a couple of things. You know, partners can go on our dev portal and see what's possible. And when you put that out there, they get creative and they're able to create experiences. Today, you know, we have capabilities, but they're not out there and visible to them. When we put them out there, they'll be able to get creative. Even when they don't know that they want to build something, they may think of and brainstorm about a capability that they want to, because they know the possibility is there.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's part of it. The other reason we need to be and have robust connectivity is because the world is going digital, and especially on the dealer side, you know, automotive groups are building out their own marketplaces. You have big marketplaces that, like Edmunds and JD Power, you know, Carvana. We need to have credit unions connected in there, and individual dealers. Everyone has a storefront these days.
Exactly.
We need to play a big role in that world.
Yeah, there's all like one ecosystem right there, and that's that could spell trouble for some folks for sure. So
absolutely.
But you guys are there providing some great technology, some great methodology. So yeah, so credit unions, I think they need to go out and check out what you guys have.
We've got a Origins is a great platform, a great ecosystem, and you know, from indirect lending, direct lending, marketing, and our I love our name change. I'm gonna plug our name. We have Arc OS and DX and MX, and it kind of brings it all together, and it shows not only are we looking to connect, in my role, to connect to the external world, but also internally our products interconnect to each other to make it easier.
Yes.
So if you want to use one together with the other, it's easier out of the box. It's not a big project.
Yep. That's the name of the game today, for sure.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, sir. Alex, anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, we could talk probably another half hour on this.
We could, but you know, we're all busy.
You just got out of a session talking about it, so.
No, I'm a I'm a digital native, and I'm really passionate about the space, and having credit unions and making them truly turning them into fintechs and having the same capabilities as fintechs is something that we're striving for. So. with that, I think we have a great team, and we're going to keep pushing the envelope.
Yeah, good for you guys. All right, well, Alex, I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate the time. Great stuff here, and keep up the good work there, all righty?
Thanks, Mike.
Good stuff, Alex. Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.